Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 12th day of April 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7WW, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. Now, we're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, via the digital group. HF relays 1.860 MHz, note the change of frequency, 1.860 MHz, Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz, Gary VK7JGD, 7.140 MHz, Dale VK7DG, 14.130 by Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. Oh, and then there's Tony on 28.525 VK7VKT, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB channel 24 and HF CB channel 24, that's 11 meters, with Mark VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday, 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT, and on UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Now stay tuned and enjoy the news. Now, the Tassieham Econ Radio Conference. A preliminary program is released. The theme of the conference for 2026 is Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity, Connection. Hack the Ether celebrates the experimental DNA of amateur radio, where education meets invention and community meets curiosity. The 2026 conference invites participants to push beyond nostalgia and build the hobby's next chapter through practical learning, creative collaboration, and purposeful leadership. Now, the conference will again be fully catered. Tassieham Econ 26 is the meeting point of amateurs, experimenters, educators, and storytellers. And there are four focus areas at the conference. Hack the mind, focusing on education and learning futures. Hack the system, focusing on ingenuity and experimentation. Hack the culture, focusing on engagement and connection. And hack the future, focusing on leadership and purpose. The preliminary program under each of these conference themes is available on the conference website on the text edition. And the booking form is going live next week. When does it happen? Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of November 2026. And there are pre- and post-conference events. The location will be the outstanding Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the UTAS Sandy Bay campus. Now, keep your eye out on the conference website as details unfold. 73 is from the conference organising group. Now, statewide SSTV nights. It was a quiet night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZGK, AX, ZAB, OO and KT, all sharing over 30 photos. Now, the main themes were craters on the moon, the monolith from 2001 A Space Odyssey, man on the moon, the Artemis II crew and flight path, the dark side of the moon, spiders large and small, even in the toilet cubicle. And other highlights were early morning on the Hobart waterfront and port area, a Dalek hiding on the Brooker Highway, a Dalek fighting a monster cat, a promo from PA3EKI for SSTV from the ISS that finishes on Tuesday the 14th of April, a Trump urinal, and 73s from Meshcore. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchange photos with PA3EKI in the Netherlands. Now, please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve, VK7OO's, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmissions on these pages almost immediately at any time, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. And that's 73s from Andre, VK7ZAB. Right, WWFF Sota Pota and Iota, weekly wrap-up. Despite the noticeable shift in weather over the past week, it hasn't deterred activators from getting out and making the most of it. Nick, VK7WW, headed north and set up at Badger Beach with his son Marcus in the West Tamar region. Located within Narontapu National Park, the activation qualified as a twofer, meaning a single activation counted for two parks simultaneously. Operating a KX2 at 6 watts with 21 meters wire antenna in an inverted L, Nick logged 24 contacts, 6 on CW and 18 on SSB. Now Stuart, VK7FADZ, headed west to take on an activation of Mount Murchison near Tulla. The climb proved a solid workout with a steep ascent of 786 meters over just 3.5 kilometers, keeping the legs well and truly pumping. Reaching the summit, Stuart logged 11 contacts on 40 meters. This also marked the very first activation of Mount Murchison, an outstanding achievement and a great effort in getting a new summit in the log. Jim, VK7JZ, was at it again with another activation, this time tackling the Tinderbox Hills summit near Tinderbox. Putting in a solid effort, Jim logged 24 contacts across 2 meters, 20 meters, and 40 meters, operating on CW, SSB, and FM. Now, this marks Jim's 18th summit activation for 2026, placing him well past the halfway point towards the coveted Mountain Goat Award. It's great to see so many activations and logs being uploaded by VK7 operators. Now, don't let the cooler weather put you off. Grab your gear and head out for an activation. And that's 73s from Matt, VK7MAT. Now, QSL news. The Inwards QSL Bureau, the current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at the 3rd of April 2026, is in the email version of the broadcast. Have a look and see if your call sign is in the list. If you've moved QTH after the 2019 call book was published, would you please let Herman know so he can send out QSL cards to your new QTH, unless you've already made other arrangements to get your cards. Email to WestyH, that's WESTYH, WestyH, at aussiemail.com.au. And that's 73s from Herman, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now, news from the north. The SOTA WWFF Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. So that's 73s from Al, VK7AN. Now you're listening to the VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, Incorporated. For a bit of Friday morning T-Tech interest, Martin, VK7JAH, brought along his newly acquired multiband telescopic antenna for his Yaesu FT817. The antenna features an integral BNC connector, making it especially convenient for use with the FT817 when operating in the vertical position, as the radio includes a front panel BNC antenna port. Often referred to as a tapped whip or Turlin style antenna, this model incorporates a telescopic whip section and provides coverage across all HF bands from 80 through to 6 meters. The distributor's description captures its appeal well. The GRA 1899T portable telescopic HF antenna is designed for amateur radio enthusiasts who want a convenient way to tune to their desired frequency. Band changing is achieved by simply plugging the wander lead into the appropriate socket on the base coil and then making fine tuning adjustments with the 10 section telescopic whip. Primarily included for QRP field operation, the antenna also separates at the midpoint, allowing it to pack down neatly into its carry bag for easy transport. Fully extended, the antenna reaches 1.6 metres. It collapses to 400 millimetres with a stowed length of just 300 millimetres. We hope to hear user experience updates from Martin once he's had more time to put it through its paces, and a follow-on from last week's discussion about his high-power MOSFET control circuit issue. Ross, VK7ALH, brought in two switch-mode welders manufactured by Fronius in Germany. These weren't for a welding demonstration, but rather to compare the construction differences between two units of the same model. Both welders were produced in the late 1980s and carry the model name Pocket TP145. One can only assume the word pocket refers to their switch mode design, making them relatively portable compared with the heavy blockbuster-style welders common at that time. Fronius itself dates back to 1945, the year the Second World War ended. Aside from minor cosmetic variations, the most striking difference between the two units was the reversal of the positive and negative output terminals. One can imagine the confusion this might have caused if both were used on the same worksite. The real interest, however, lay inside on the main control PCB. Each unit featured an impressive amount of early surface mount devices. Although SMT was developed in the 1960s, it represented only a small share of PCB manufacturing by the mid-1980s. It wasn't until the late 1990s that SMD became dominant in high-tech electronics. Fronius was clearly ahead of the curve in adopting modern design and manufacturing techniques. Surprisingly, the control boards were neither sealed nor coated with the usual funny white silicon or acrylic conformal layers, yet they remained remarkably clean. And no, Ross hadn't tidied up these 40-year-old units for our benefit. All in all, an excellent Friday morning tea. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. NTARC blogs. Now, upcoming events. On-air testnet and technical session every Wednesday night. Testnet and CW course on 3580 MHz from 7 p.m. and then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 till 8:30. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. Club Room Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday the 15th of April and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Club General Meeting. Now, the Club General Meeting has been moved to Wednesday the 22nd of April at 7:30, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have any items you'd like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net. Don't forget the coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 is from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. Now, news from the South. TAS Maritime Radio is seeking volunteer radio operators. Now, over the past months, TAS Maritime Radio has had a number of retirements due to ill health and operators moving interstate. Operators usually do one or two shifts a week. There are three shifts a day, 7 till 11 a.m., 11 till 3 p.m., and 3 to 7 p.m. Now, TAS Maritime trains the operators over a period of around 3 weeks with two shifts a week and pays the cost of the required long-range operator's certificate of proficiency. Operators come from all walks of life and find it interesting and rewarding, and in lots of cases, it enables them to give something back for all the years they enjoyed boating. TAS Maritime is regarded as an essential service and has dealt with many distress situations over the last 49 years of operation. Just in the last 11 years, it dealt with 1,060 incidents, 193 of which were urgent pan situations, while a further 90 of which were Mayday situations. Log entries since 2015 total 142,258, and last month 1,279 calls were logged. If you're interested and would like further information, give Barry McCann a call on 0417 581 789. That's 0417 581 789, or ring TAS Maritime Radio and leave a number. Kind regards from Barry. Now, Reist. April is Reist's 3D printing and amateur radio month. And if you thought 3D printing was just making plastic trinkets, think again. Guest presenter, Prague, VK4MPB/7MPB, and Rob McKay Wood took us through everything from the basics of additive manufacturing to a full comparison of printing technologies, including resin, SLS, and the ever popular FDM. Along the way, there were quizzes, practical tips, and a few reality checks, like resin printing being messy, toxic, and definitely not something you casually set up next to your coffee mug. We also saw what modern 3D printing can really do, from aerospace and medical applications right down to, let's call it, creative hobby projects. A live demo linked Brisbane to the club room, designing and printing a custom battery box in real time using Autodesk Fusion 360, complete with first layer tuning tricks to make it actually stick. Add in tools like Tinkercad and resources like Thingiverse, plus practical advice on materials, bed leveling, and avoiding ABS warping disasters, and you've got everything you need to start turning radio ideas into real-world hardware. And if that doesn't hook you, there was also a 3D-printed spiral print-in-place functional Easter Bunny. That's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. Now, the May presentation is on Technorama and Tor. What is Technorama, I hear you ask? The vision for Technorama is that it becomes the focal point which brings technologists together and supports their efforts. The objects for Technorama is to further educate and develop technologists within community broadcasting and to provide opportunists for interaction like conferences, seminars, and events in support of these aims. What does this have to do with amateur radio? I'm glad you asked. The skill set of technologists in community radio sector is a mix of IT and RF engineering. Guess what? It matches the skill of amateur radio operators really well. That's what it does. We're gathering for a night at the Howrah Community Centre for a short presentation on Technorama by John Maisels, VK4APM, via Zoom. And then we will be taken on a guided tour through the brand spanking new Hobart FM radio community station by community radio engineering guru Jim Parrish. This should be a fascinating night showcasing community radio technology and support. Wednesday, the 6th of May, at the Howrah Community Centre at 11 Howrah Road, Howrah, and park in the Southern Car Park. That's the one closest to the river, from 7 p.m. There is nothing at Queen's Domain's club rooms that night, so see you there for a fascinating night. 73 from the Reese Committee. Now, the May Forum night is to do with new band plans. Wednesday, May the 13th, from 7:30 p.m. It's Reist Forum night, and this time we're diving into the new band plans. With recent changes affecting where and how we operate, this is your chance to get across what's shifted, what's new, and what it all actually means on air. Whether you're into digital modes, voice, or CW, understanding the band plan is key to staying effective, compliant, and not accidentally annoying half the band. Join us in person at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms or catch the session streamed live as we walk through the major updates, highlight where different modes now sit, and help you make sense of the changes. If you've been wondering where to operate or want to just avoid becoming that station, this is one night worth showing up for. 73 is from the Reist Committee. Now, Reist Training. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Now, the key dates: standard, advanced, and regulations assessments held on alternate months. The next one's on the 30th of May, 2026. Now, the foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one on Saturday, the 27th of June, 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reist events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reist.assessor@gmail.com and your inquirer will go directly to the learning organizer, who'll be in contact with you. We have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey, leveling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way. And that's 73s from Reg VK7KK. Now, you're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Space News, ARIS SSTV event. Starting on last Friday, it was SSTV Series 31 that commemorates world space achievements. The event starts at shortly after 11:15 UTC on April the 10th and should conclude about 13:55 UTC on April the 14th. To adjust for Doppler, check out the summary sheet at the link on the email edition of this broadcast. The link to upload your images can also be found on the email version, and that's sourced from the ARIS website. Technology news. Beating the jammers. Australian technology gives warfighters precision in GPS blackouts. An Australian company, Advanced Navigation, has demonstrated a breakthrough in navigation technology that works even when the GPS is jammed or unavailable. Taking part in the United States Army trial known as APEX, the system proved it could maintain accurate positioning in what's called a denied environment, where satellite signals are deliberately disrupted. That matters because modern military operations are heavily dependent on GPS, and adversaries are increasingly targeting it with jamming and spoofing. The solution centers on an inertial navigation system called the Boreas D90, which doesn't rely on satellites at all. Instead, it uses ultra-sensitive fiber-optic gyroscopes to detect the Earth's rotation and determine position and direction independently. This was combined with other sensors, including a laser velocity system and wheel encoders, allowing the platform to track movement with high precision even during active GPS jamming. What makes the system particularly effective is its intelligence sensor fusion software. The platform constantly evaluates which sensors are the most reliable at any moment and adjusts in real time, maintaining accurate navigation despite changing conditions and electronic warfare threats. This multi-layered approach avoids the vulnerability of relying on a single system like GPS, which experts now consider a critical weakness in contested environments. The results exceeded expectations, showing strong potential for future defense applications where assured positioning, navigation, and timing are essential. As electronic warfare becomes more sophisticated, technologies like this could redefine how military and even civilian systems operate within when the GPS is degraded or completely unavailable. In short, when satellites go quiet, this kind of technology keeps everything else moving. For the full article text, look at the email edition of this broadcast, and that's sourced from Critical Comms Webzine and summarized by Arthur Inglis. Regular VK7 gatherings and events. The Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55, minus 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650, minus 600 kHz, and the CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF north-south. Plus, VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Don't forget the statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast. Call back on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then the north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q65-60B. Stations in Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Now the Reist 6 meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30. SOTA WWFF group meets Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet session every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580 from 7 p.m. and then a TechNet on 3.567 from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30. And your host for the evening is me, Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Don't forget the NTARC Technical Night session Wednesday the 15th of April from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. The NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. And the Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 o'clock p.m. local Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group net on 2 meters. VK7RMD and All Star Node 56780. Now, Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2 meter DXNet on 144.190 USB. VK7 events? Well, the World Amateur Radio Day, IARU, is on the 18th of April. NTARC, 22nd of April, General Club Meeting from 2:30 in the Club Rooms, Rochalie, Archer Street, Rochalie. Reist, 6th of May, Technorama presentation and tour of the Hobart FM Community Radio Station, Howrah Community Centre. Reist, 13th of May, Forum Night, new band plans at the Queen's Domains Club Room from 7:30 p.m. and also streamed. The Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference, 7th to the 8th of November, and that's UTAS Sandy Bay. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader, VK7PD, Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 metres, VK7JGD, 20 metres, any takers, 10 metres, VK7FMAC, UHFCB24 and HFCB24, VK7FMAC as well, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember, you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHFCB24, HFCB24 in the south. Have you got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO page. Now stay tuned now 4 callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 news team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.